Good afternoon. I hope you're enjoying this breezy Sunday afternoon, March 10th. This is Mrs. Cantrell, and since the pep assembly on Friday and teacher work day tomorrow, it will be 4 days since we have read the book. And so I just wanted to use this podcast to bring you up to speed, remind you what we've read so far, and remind you of the overall questions you should be thinking about for your final project. Okay, so just in case you need a refresher, the greasers got in a fight with each other. Pony Boy got in a fight with his brother and walked away from home, and Johnny went with him, and they went to the park where Johnny killed DeSoche Bob, and then they jumped on the train and ran out of town with the help of Dally. They were in hiding out in an old abandoned church for 5 days. When Dally comes to visit them, they return to the church and there's a church fire, and they rescue kids from the church fire. So where we left off, they are now back home. Pony Boy is home with his brothers, and Dally and Johnny are still in the hospital. Dally's going to be okay, but it still looks very touch and go for Johnny. We're not sure what's going to happen. Cherry Valance was serving as a spy for the greasers, letting them know what was going on. And Bob's friend has told the police that they were drunk and that it was their fault that they went looking for a fight. There's supposed to be a rumble, and if you'll remember, Pony Boy and Zosh had just had a conversation where they were not wanting to go to the rumble and fight, and that's where we left off. We're not sure what is going on with Johnny. We're not sure if he's going to survive or not, and we're not sure what's going to happen with the rumble. Remember, the thing that you're keeping in mind for your final project is, how would the story change if it happened right here in Hartville instead of in Oklahoma? Would it be the same or would it be different? And then the second thing you're going to keep in mind is, how would it be different if it happened in 2019 instead of the early 1960s? Those are the two questions you're going to answer in your overall project. I hope you enjoy your day off tomorrow, and I will see you Tuesday morning.